Unit 6. Part 2. Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A. Listening Comprehension. Task 1.
Norway, Iceland, Sweden, and Kyrgyzstan have agreed to join the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank as a founding member. The four filed applications just before the deadline expired at midnight last night. So far, 30 countries have been approved as prospective founding members of the bank. The final tally of countries which will be considered founding members is due to be released on April the 15th.
Task 2.
Bollywood is the name of the film industry in India. The country is the world's largest filmmaker. Nollywood in Nigeria is now the world's second largest filmmaker. It produces 2,000 or more movies every year. Some of the best Nollywood films are showing at a film festival in Paris. The festival is called Nollywood Week. This is the third year the festival has taken place. Nigeria is an English-speaking country. However, festival organizer Sergi Nokoi says holding the festival in the French capital makes sense. Many different types of movies are part of the festival. They include dramas, comedies, and also a film about zombies. Festival goers can also see the popular Nigerian TV series called Before 30. The show is about how Nigerian women feel forced to get married by the time they are 30 years old.
Task 3. For years, caffeine has been the drug of choice in many cultures. Caffeine has been considered socially acceptable because it is found in drinks like tea or coffee. People who consume a lot of caffeine-based drinks may think they are addicted, depending heavily on the substance. But if they stop using such drinks, they will experience only mild symptoms of withdrawal for a few days. The real addiction may be emotional. Many people claim they cannot start their day unless they get their fix, which is in many cases a cup or two of coffee. Some people drink coffee throughout the day. Even young people who may not touch tea or coffee are still putting caffeine into their bodies when they have energy drinks, which have high amounts of caffeine. Caffeine is a bitter substance found in coffee, tea, soft drinks, chocolate, cola nuts, and some medicines. It has many effects on the body, including helping to activate the central nervous system. This can make you more awake and give you increased energy. America's National Institutes of Health says drinking 2 to 4 cups of coffee a day is not harmful for most people, but it warns that too much caffeine can make you restless, irritable, and worried. It may also cause headaches, abnormal heartbeats, and other problems.
Task 4. The worldwide organization of the Red Cross stems from the idea of Henri Dunant, a Swiss banker. In 1838, at the age of 10, Dunant was taken by his father to visit a prison where he saw prisoners chained together exercising in the yard and breaking stones along the road. This experience left a deep impression on him and made him determined to do something for convicts and slaves, and for all who were oppressed and deprived of their liberty. On the 24th of June, 1859, while on his way from Geneva to France, Dunant witnessed the battle between the French and Austrian armies. It was one of the fiercest battles of the 19th century. Shocked by the lack of medical supplies and attention given to the wounded, Dunant decided that volunteer service had to be organized. He gathered together a number of women who attended the hundreds of wounded soldiers of all nationalities and helped the surgeons as best they could. From that battle on, Dunant determined to form a body of people who would rally together in times of war and attend to the needs of the wounded and dying. Dunant held that a suffering human being should be helped for his own sake only and without regard to race, religion, or political belief. Many European states supported him, and on the 22nd of August, 1864, the first Geneva Convention was signed. This lays down that once a soldier is wounded, he and everyone else who comes to his help ceases to be an enemy. A symbol by which the relief workers could be recognized was devised. As a tribute to Switzerland, the symbol was the Swiss flag reversed. That is a red cross on a white background. So the Red Cross was born.
Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks.
Ruth, do you know something about the Ethical Consumer Research Association?
Yes, so far as I know, it is an organization that provides information for shoppers.
Oh, what kind of information?
Well, like letting shoppers know what the companies are doing behind the products that they see on the store shelves. And these shoppers are concerned with some ethical issues.
For example?
Well, they may want to know that the product they're buying hasn't been made at the expense of the people who are producing it, whether it's in this country or abroad. They might also be concerned with other kinds of issues, for example, whether the company is involved in selling arms.
But how can one become an ethical shopper when buying things?
One way of thinking about ethical shopping is thinking about buying less.
Oh, how?
Well, you see, sometimes we buy a lot more than we need. We buy more items of clothing than we need. So being an ethical shopper really means thinking a bit before you go and spend your money in the shops.
Could you give me some advice?
You see, some things may cost a bit more in the short run, but be worth it in the long run. So if you're paying for quality, something will last you longer and then save you money.
Eh?
And sometimes you can buy things second-hand, and the quality in most second-hand shops is really very good these days. So it's about thinking before you shop.
Ruth, thanks for your advice.
Pleasure. Climate change is real. Carbon dioxide from burning fossil fuels and clearing forests, among other human activities, is to blame. And more of that global warming pollution is being dumped in the atmosphere each year. So says the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's new synthesis report released on November the 2nd. The synthesis reduces thousands of pages of scientific knowledge to their essence. That essence, however, has hardly changed since the last synthesis report in 2007. What has changed is the concentrations of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, which have now touched 400 parts per million. Pollution in the first decade of the 21st century grew twice as fast as it did in the last few decades of the 20th century. The resulting global warming poses risks ranging from rising sea levels that drown inhibited coasts to crop failures from stronger heat waves and drought. The IPCC has now offered a budget for how much pollution people can add to the atmosphere without too much climate change. Unfortunately, humanity has already used more than half of that budget. The world's nations are meeting in Lima this year in hopes of hammering out a global deal to combat climate change to be agreed upon in Paris in 2015. The new report is a reminder to world leaders that the stakes, like the seas, are high.